This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In what British police are describing as a terrorist incident at London Bridge, several people are reported to have been stabbed. Earlier, witnesses talked about hearing gunshots in the area. The Associated Press quotes officials as saying an attacker was detained and that he was possibly shot by police. London Bridge was the site of a 2017 terror attack when Islamic-inspired assailants ran down four people, killing two before stabbing the other victims to death in Borough Market. The same year, nearby Westminster Bridge was the scene of a car attack that claimed five lives, including that of a police officer, before security forces shot and killed the attacker in a courtyard outside Parliament. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi says he is calling it quits, that he is sending a resignation letter to the country's parliament. Mahdi's announcement comes a day after the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah was rocked by deadly violence. At least 25 anti-government protesters were killed by security forces as demonstrators blocked roads and bridges. The total Iraqi death toll for another day of civil unrest, upwards of 40 people, with more than 200 wounded. In Baghdad, four protesters were killed trying to cross the bridge that leads to the Green Zone, the heavily fortified seat of government. At least 400 people have been killed and hundreds of others wounded in Iraq since anti-government protests began on October 1st. Mahdi was appointed prime minister just over a year ago as a consensus choice of rival political blocs. The death toll in earthquake-ravaged Albania has risen to at least 41 after nine bodies were pulled from the rubble and hope faded for finding additional survivors from Tuesday's disaster. It was the country's strongest quake in more than three decades. Authorities called off search and rescue operations in the village of Thumane after recovering the bodies of the last people who had been reported missing. It was the worst-hit town, with 23 dead, seven from a single family of nine members. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in the United States at his Florida retreat after his surprise Thanksgiving Day visit to American troops in Afghanistan. We get a report on his trip to the war zone from AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thousands of supporters of a leading presidential candidate in Afghanistan rallied today in Kabul, demanding a halt to the ongoing vote recount process. Abdullah Abdullah, the chief executive in the country's unity government, organized the demonstration. He charges that including the disputed 300,000 ballots would favor his rival, incumbent president Ashraf Ghani. Allegations of wrongdoing and technical problems have prevented the announcement of preliminary results from the first round of voting in late September. A second round of balloting will be held if no candidate secures more than 50% of the September count. A volunteer firefighter in Australia has been charged with arson in the country's unprecedented bushfire crisis. Dozens of fires continue to burn in Queensland and New South Wales. More than 50 people have been accused of arson since August. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Fire chiefs say the alleged arson south of Sydney was the ultimate betrayal of emergency crews risking their lives on the front line. They insist the accusations could tarnish the reputation of the entire service. Investigators believe the teenage suspect lit the blazes and then later returned as part of his duties as a volunteer firefighter. The Australian Institute of Criminology has estimated that around half of the nation's bushfires are either arson or suspected arson. Most offenders are male, many are children. Some have been the victims of sexual or physical abuse.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone died today at a Tokyo hospital. He was 101 years old. The office of his son, Hirofumi Nakasone, confirmed the former Japanese leader's death. No word on the cause. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.